Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Barbara Dixon is Scotland's best-selling female singer. She grew up thinking that everybody sang, mainly because her mum always did, and she says that music is in her soul. But Barbara never really sought out the limelight, and in her 20s she was singing in clubs in the evening whilst working for the civil service during the day. That was until her boss refused to give her 3 weeks off to go and sing in Copenhagen. It was her tipping point, and she gave up the day job. But it wasn't until Willie Russell cast her in one of his musicals that she knew she'd made the right decision. I Know Him So Well, Caravan Song and Another Suitcase in Another Hall are just three of the hits that you may now find yourself humming endlessly this weekend. Well, Barbara loves her native Scotland, would never move down south, likes hippie jewellery from the 1960s and would tame her hair if she could. Call her Babs and she'll handbag you. She's such a lady treat that we've booked her as a studio guest for 2010, but in the meantime, these are her inheritance tracks.
There are many that I really thought of that I would inherit, but the big one for me is The Bonnie Lass of Ballochmyle.
Fair is the morning flowery May.
It wasn't exactly a hit, but it was well known in Scotland and was sung by the great Kenneth MacKellar.
When roving through the garden gay, or wandering in a lonely wild.
He had a sort of light tenor voice. In other words, it wasn't too plummy, so he had a sort of sexy quality as well as being well trained. My mum used to have the light programme on. She would also have her records, and her records consisted of quite a lot of Kenneth MacKellar records. Now, this was a very odd thing because my mother was from Liverpool. She wasn't a Scot. My dad was the Scot. But my mother had an English teacher at school who taught Burns to these Liverpool children in the 1920s. So my mother grew up all her life loving the works of Robert Burns, and The Bonnie Lass of Ballochmyle is a Burns song. It's a lovely, lovely one. I would think I would have been about 4 or 5 when Kenneth MacKellar first came into my consciousness and the songs of Burns. My mother was a fine singer. She had a lovely voice and could sing harmony, and she would sing along to the radio. So I grew up thinking people's mummies sang along to records. And there's a story about the postman coming up the closet when we lived at my granny's house when I was very young. I wasn't even 2. And the postman heard a little voice, and it was the baby in the pram singing, and that baby was me. So it started early.
And nightly to my bosom strain, and nightly to my bosom strain.
What I think about when I hear the songs of Kenneth MacKellar now is I went through a period in my teenage years or in my early adult life where I thought it was all a bit corny. But I've actually come back now to realising how melodic the music is and how beautiful the words are. You can't get better lyrics than lyrics by Robert Burns. It's rather, in a way, perhaps mature of my mother to have enjoyed that music so much and to have played it at home and given me the ability to soak it up like a sponge. The song I would like to pass on is Copperline by James Taylor.
Even the old folks never knew why they call it like they do. I was wondering since the age of 2 down on Copperline.
The thing about James Taylor, which is so wonderful, is that he does tend to write from a deeply biographical background. And his songs, they never seem to be cheesy. He's got this ability to write about things that happened in his childhood and things he recalls and deep, meaningful memories to him in a way that it totally connects to everybody.
Down on Copperline.
kind of sneakily already handed it on to my children, because all of my sons who are young adults, there is an appreciation for the singer-songwriter, because I think they've grown up listening to acoustic music in our house, and I think they have just always taken to James Taylor, and they feel that they kind of know him. And this song is a song that immediately would have us all just stopping in our tracks, whatever we're doing, and drift over to just soak up James for 3.5 minutes.
Far from a windy height, I only knew how to hold on tight.
I met him for the first time this year, and when I met him, I was so tongue-tied, I didn't know what to say to him. He was very gentle with me, saying, yeah, Barbara, you know, they tell me you've sung some of my music, you know, and he was talking to me about it. I couldn't remember any of the songs.
I tried to go back as if I could, all spec house and plywood.
He is a fabulous artist. He's got a great voice. He's a great writer. He's a fabulous guitarist. The whole package is great. And the most important thing about James Taylor is he can walk on the stage and he can come up to the mic, and he's got one guitar and one voice. He doesn't need anything else. That, to me, is perfection.
I'm only living for the end of the week.
Everybody who's wedded to the idea of celebrity and fame should be forced to go into a room and listen to James Taylor and say, this is what you have to do before you can claim to be good at what you do. You've got to learn how to play the guitar, you've got to learn how to sing sensitively and well, and have a meaningful grasp of the English language, and also be able to put that music together. Go in, see if you can do this one iota as good as this, and then let's see what they can do. You couldn't hand on music by a more serious, thoughtful writer than him.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.